Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
All righty, hope you're trying to stay dry anyway, as man, is it wet out there. Here on this Tuesday, March the 27th, I'm Brian Barnhart, as was just mentioned here in the Penny Chair. So glad you're with us today on A Penny for Your Thoughts, wherever you might be listening, across the world, here locally or across the nation. A lot of people tune in, listen in on all kinds of ways, streaming and otherwise, and of course locally. Glad you're with us as well today. And again, hope you're trying to stay dry. Flood watch, central and southern part of our listening area. All the snow that fell is melting. All the rain continues to fall. And man, do we have a lot of water. So let me tell you, be careful out there as you work your way through this Tuesday. I have just an hour today to be with you. We'll have On the Money, Paul Rudy and his team, in here in the 10 o'clock hour. Tomorrow morning at 9, we'll visit with a well-known developer here locally, Peter Fox. Visit with him in the first hour. Thursday morning in the first hour, it's the opening day of Major League Baseball. And Darren Fletcher, going to be an Illinois Hall of Fame member, former Illini, former Blue Jay, former Montreal Expo, many years on television in the broadcast booth. But he's a great guest. We'll have him on for the first hour on Thursday as we open up the talk on the baseball season. And then on Friday, we will have, among other things, we will have our Flashback Friday, last Friday of the month. So that's what's ahead this week. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us at talk at WDWS.com. Some of the headlines, of course, locally with sports, has to do with Michael Finke. Transferring. He's graduated already, but he's going to be a graduate transfer, leaving the University of Illinois. Of course, the Champaign Centennial product. Also, Tijon Lucas from Milwaukee. He's been with us a couple of years, been a starter at times during his career. He is also going to transfer. So the road construction, if you will, or the construction zone continues for Illinois basketball. Brad Underwood landing a big man from New Jersey as well to try to fill some of the holes on the roster and continuing to work work in progress, I guess is what you would say, for Illinois basketball. All right, let's get a quick call in, then we'll take our opening break. We're at 9:08, and Mark is with us. Hey, Mark.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
This is Mark Schultz.
Yes.
Yes, Urbana Park District.
Yes, that's right. I'm the marketing and communications manager at Urbana Park District these days.
And my spotter for Illinois football.
That's right. That's right. I think we're going to get a few more wins this year.
Yes, I'm counting on it.
Yes. Yes, we've been doing that together for 16 years.
That's right. That's hard to believe.
You're talking about Flashback Friday. It's amazing that it's been 12 years since I worked at WDWS.
Is that right? 12.
Yep. Time flies.
Yes, it does.
But anyway, I'm calling today because the Urbana Park District needs someone to step up to the plate and help us. There's a vacancy for Urbana Park District Board of Commissioners. We're taking applications. Anybody who lives within the Urbana Park District boundaries is eligible to serve on the Park District Board of Commissioners board if they've been an Urbana resident for at least a year. There are two regularly scheduled board meetings a month, and you need to attend those two meetings. The person would be appointed. Now, Park District Commissioners are elected, but there's a vacancy, and the Park District is going to appoint a commissioner to serve through April the 2nd, 2019. And if that appointee wants to stay on the board, they would run for re-election at that point, or run for election at that point. So it's a great opportunity to give back to the community. It's a great opportunity to help out the Park District and help run with a smooth administration in the Urbana Park District.
Okay, so you say a couple of meetings a month. Are those daytime meetings, nighttime? How does that usually
work? Those are nighttime meetings, usually about the second at 7 p.m., the nighttime meetings. And there's every once in a while there's one special meeting, maybe once or twice a year. But regular park board, district board meetings are the second Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m., and then the week before there's usually a study session.
Okay.
So people can pick up an application at the Planning and Operations Office at 10 East Kerr in Urbana, at the Phillips Recreation Center off Stoughton, or they can email me, urbanaparks@urbanaparks.org, and I'll be sure to send an application packet to them.
Okay, well, we'll look for that, and thank you, Mark, and glad to have you on board again next year.
All right, you have a great day. Hope you dry out.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
All righty, bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yep, that's Urbana Park District, Mark Schultz, who his moonlighting job is spotting for me in the football booth, but he also mentioned if you're interested in being on the Urbana Park District Commissioner, stop by and contact them, and you can maybe fill that position for the next year. All right, let me tell you about Woods Basement Systems, and of course, I know with all the water sitting around here and flowing here and there, it's probably a concern. Keep an eye on that. But since 1986, the Woods Basement folks have helped over 55,000 homeowners. You've got some space or basement foundation cracks. By the way, those things do not heal themselves. And there's all kinds of issues that come with it. Water leaks, mold. Mold loves all the stuff that happens there. So just take care of your home's investment. Get a free estimate from Woods Basement. Fix those basement and crawl space cracks once and for all. What are the signs of a basement foundation problem? Well, cracks can be found inside on drywall, outside in masonry. They can be in block or poured concrete foundations. And again, two things in common. They get worse if you ignore them, and they keep stealing value from your home until the cause is fixed. So get someone who's won the Better Business Bureau Torch Awards, the folks at Woods Basement Systems, 888-935-4333, woodsbasementsystems.com. We'll come back with more, Penny, for your thoughts. Get it rolling. It's going to be a quick, fast hour, so if you want to jump on the air about any of the headlines of the day, 60 Minutes, I guess. Their ratings on Sunday were huge, double what they normally are for the Stormy Daniels interview on 60 Minutes. So that's one of the headlines. And, of course, all the talk with tariffs back and forth. I know Dave Gentry talked about that a little bit this morning as well as it relates to agriculture. We'll get into some of that. Or if there's some other topic you want to bring up, feel free to join us here on A Penny for Your Thoughts this morning. We're back with more after this. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts on a wet, rainy Tuesday. It was raining pretty steadily when I came to work today. A lot of flooding issues. Of course, a flood watch central and southern parts of our listening area through this evening because of all the runoff and all the rain. Hey, big Mike Namoff was born and raised in Chicago, but he's been a big fixture here locally with his retail furniture stores. Of course, one of those he's had for years over there in the Country Fair Shopping Center is This Is It Furniture. Now he's combined it under one roof with a new store called Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. He's got two stores under the same roof, and with this new chapter in his life, Mike will offer you many options. He'll continue to take care of your furniture and mattress needs at This Is It. But now with Snooze, you'll find many luxury items. There are lifestyle adjustable bed frames, carbon cool pillows. I mean, it's a store unlike any other you'll find in Illinois or in the Midwest, for that matter. So This Is It Furniture and Snooze Country Fair Shopping Center, Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Of course, Mike's been involved with several great causes, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, founder of the Dream Team, helps out with the Challenger League, Tom Jones, Kiwanis Challenger League, a big part of that. So, again, Big Mike Namoff, one of our sponsors here with This Is It Furniture and Snooze, Luxury Mattress Shop under one roof. All right, a couple of notes here this morning before we get back to the phones. The executive director of Willard Airport in Savoy says a Learjet landed this morning without incident after one of the plane's engines went out. Gene Cossey says all the passengers on the plane are fine. No further details. So glad everyone's okay there. And also a text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Says, Brian, huge poles were erected recently on the south side of Main Street in Urbana, east of Vine. Okay, I'm trying to envision that. They say one of those poles near Smith Road is leaning precariously inward. It should continue its downward descent a horrible fate awaits. I don't know who to contact or report it. Well, here's the number if you'd like for Urbana Public Works. You can start there, I guess. 384-2342. 384-2342 for Urbana Public Works. Thanks to Ed for looking that up. But you might try that and see what they tell you. All right, 356-9397 is how you can join us. The 60-minute Stormy Daniels interview on CBS. Of course, it was delayed by the overtime Duke-Kansas basketball game. But I guess the ratings, they said it drew 22 million viewers, they say, estimated, in the interview. And that was double the 11 million, the season-to-date average. 60 Minutes now, by the way, in its 50th year. Let's go back to the phones. Alan is with us this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Brian. You got any eligibility left?
No, I don't, and even if I did, I wouldn't be much help.
Well, I can, me neither.
I can shoot unguarded, but that's about it.
I'm not even sure I can do that. the big guy you talk about in New Jersey, you talk about King?
No, it's the he's got an unusual name here. Let me look. Georgie Bezhinvelli, something like that. I'm going to have to practice. He's 6'9". And I guess the Coach Underwood and Coach Antigua watched him in late February in New Jersey when we were out there, I believe, on our trip to Rutgers. But they saw him out there, and he's got a capable jump shooter, a solid lefty stroke, exceptional handles, and passing ability for his size, they say.
He was coming out of high school then, right?
2018 forward, yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks like it.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, it feels like we're starting all over again, like we're 2 years away again. Even if we get all these so-called great players to come to Illinois, they're going to have to learn to play with each other. We've only got, four or five guys left.
That play regularly, yes. Yep.
We're going to have to learn how to play together, and I don't know.
Well, I think it's more he's recruiting or looking at guys that fit the kind of style he wants to play.
I understand.
And, yeah, you're right, though, playing together is a key. But, I guess he wants to replicate a bunch of either in the style of play or even bigger, Trent Frazier's,
Oh, yeah. The thing I like about Lucas, I thought he was one of our better defensive guards there at the end. Mm-hmm. He's not. Earlier in the season, I didn't care whether he stayed or not. But towards the end there, I thought, maybe he could play.
And he figured out his role on offense, too. I thought a little more.
I thought he was improving enough to where, let's give him a shot. But no more.
Oh, well, it's a big construction zone right now. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I got to admit, I never thought I'd say I feel better about football than I do basketball right now. How funny how that goes.
Well, give it some time.
Okay, I'll try.
Thanks, Alan.
Yep.
Appreciate the phone call. They tell us they're checking. They say the polls on the Smith Road in Urbana that we had a text on earlier are on are an Ameren project. Okay. Anyway, there's just somebody was worried about that. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357, or email us talk@wdws.com. A lot of talk, of course, the last couple of days about the interview on 60 Minutes. I don't know what we're supposed to do with that information that came out of that. I don't know what you think, but it's like, okay, now what? So, you got the midterm elections coming up. The people that don't like the president anyway aren't going to vote for him regardless. Does it affect the people that did vote for him? If you voted for the president the first time around, does this... The whole, all that happened and was said on 60 Minutes, does that change your mind about him at all? Or were you even surprised by any of that? So I'm just kind of like, I'm scratching my head as someone who's an observer of politics and I follow this stuff pretty closely. I'm like, okay, what do I do with this information? But anyway, I just wonder what you think. 356-9397. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 5357, or email us talk@wdws.com. U.S. and Europe expel Russian diplomats over the ex-spy case. United States and more than a dozen European nations kicking out Russian diplomats yesterday. The move, one of the most significant actions President Trump's administration has taken to date to punish Moscow and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Another headline out there, it says, don't blame tariffs for rising costs. Also, apparently, the U.S. and South Korea have struck a, a new trade deal I saw in some of the headlines today on Real Clear Politics in regards to the tariffs being used as a negotiating ploy, I guess, to get a better trade deal with some of these other countries. So that was a headline that came out this morning. And, of course, the stock market's been rising and falling here the last couple of days by wide numbers based on the tariffs involving China. So that's been going on. We can talk about any or all of that, the basketball departures. If you've got a topic you want to bring up, it's an open line today. It's your forum until 11 o'clock. Here until 10 o'clock with me, and then, of course, 11 o'clock, 10 to 11, with the folks from the Rudy, Paul Rudy, and On the Money. Always got to keep those shows straight. We're at 924 here at DWS, and let's take a quick break in. We've got Eric on the line. We'll get to him right after the break here on DWS. Penny for Your Thoughts continues here on this Tuesday. We're already in the last week of March, believe it or not. Easter is coming up this weekend. Back to the phones here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Morning. Hey, can you say that 6'10 recruit's name again, please?
I'll let you say it.
Because I think I can't. I don't have it in front of me. Yeah. What I think is that name is a origin of like Georgia, like the former Soviet Republic, because a lot of surnames have that V-I-L-L-I,
mm-hmm.
or whatever you want to say. And I think that's where I see he's, you know, he must have immigrated to Austria from there or something. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, it could be. His first name is G-I-O-R-G-I, and then his last name is B-E-Z-H-A-N-I-S-H-V-I-L-I. So.
Yep, that's what I think. I'll bet that comes to be. That's all I had.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Eric. I'm going to have to get the pronunciation down before he plays. Can't spell it out during the broadcast. Your yard's an important part of the special place you call home. Let the local lawn care professionals at Spring Green take special care of your lawn and landscape investment. Provide the convenience of a trouble-free Spring Green lawn. It's each year it's easy to get rid of weeds, but what's hard is to have your yard looking great all year long, even in the summer months. And that's where Spring Green Lawn Care comes in. University of Illinois trusts Spring Green Lawn Care to provide some specialized applications to the athletic fields at the University of Illinois. Spring Green has many full-time sprayers. That kind of customer consistency is one reason why Spring Green Lawn Care has been a trusted provider of lawn care, tree care, and insect care services for 35 years. And a special offer for new customers for a limited time. New customers can save 20% off when you choose Spring Green's full program. If you prepay right now, you'll save up to an additional 10% off the full program price for a possible savings total of 30%. So the guys to talk to are JT Warmbier, Steve Emke, 359-2111, 359-2111, or visit spring-green.com. One of our sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. 927 here at DWS. Let's see here. What else do I have? Oh, the women's Final Four is now set. Of course, we've got the men, Loyola and Michigan, Kansas and Villanova on the men's side, starting Saturday in San Antonio. The women, UConn against Notre Dame, Louisville against Mississippi State. The women's tournament has all four number one seeds in the Final Four for just the fourth time. That's happened. You would have think that would have happened more, but it hasn't. Fourth time all time with number ones, all four teams, UConn, Notre Dame, Louisville, and Mississippi State. I think what UConn is undefeated again for another season. All right, let's see what else here I've got in the file. This day in history, in 1513, the Spanish explorer, Juan Ponce de Leon, sighted present-day Florida. We're happy about that, right? This day in 1912, the First Lady, Helen Herron Taft, and the wife of Japan's ambassador to the United States, planted the first of 3,000 cherry trees given to the U.S. as a gift by the mayor of Tokyo. And if you go to Washington, D.C. during this time of year, you'll see the result of all that. And in 2002, Milton Berle died after a battle with colon cancer at his home in Los Angeles. On this day in 2002, he was 93 years old. So those are some of the things that have happened on this day in history here on March 27. We're at approaching 9:30. Michael Kaiser is here with some news headlines for us. We'll come back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. Just an hour today, so now we're down to a half hour. What's on your mind here on Penny for Your Thoughts? Back with more after the news headlines.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397, email talk at WDWS.com, or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Close your eyes, give me your hand. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Or is this burning an eternal flame?
All right. That's a good rainy day song, huh? On this day, that song was number one. I'm trying to think of what I was doing in 1989. I was doing, minor league baseball, I think, in Oklahoma City. How about that? Triple-A baseball for the Texas Rangers when that song was number one in 1989. All right, 356-9397 is how you can join us. On the phones today, those are open, 351-5357 on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. And you can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Peter Fox, developer, well-known in town here, will be on with me in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow, an open line in hour number two. Darren Fletcher joins me on Thursday. We'll talk Major League Baseball. It's opening day. All of the teams, all 30, playing on the same day. Hasn't happened in 50 years, by the way. But Darren will sit in with us, so if you have any Cub, White Sox, Cardinal questions or Major League Baseball questions, Thursday at 9 a.m., Darren Fletcher will be here. He's done a lot of broadcasting, too, by the way. He's on in the major leagues as a color commentator, I think for the Blue Jays, maybe for the Expos as well. And then an open line on Friday at 9 a.m., and then Flashback Friday at 10 a.m. We'll let you know what the topic will be on that particular day. Penn State, by the way, playing in the NIT. They're not the only Big Ten team still playing besides Michigan. They are the only team besides Michigan playing in the Big Ten. Penn State and the NIT, they're offering bus and game tickets for $10 to students at Penn State to go to Madison Square Garden for the NIT Final Four. And on this day, 50 years ago, 1968, U.S. Office of Education awarding more than $375,000 to the University of Illinois for a new music building and for a swimming pool addition to Freer Gym for Women on this day in 1968. To the phones we go. Rob, good morning. You're on Penny. How are you?
Hey, good, Brian. You were mentioning earlier about the Stormy Daniels interview and whether that would affect my vote or not for the president, and something he did a dozen years ago doesn't have as much weight in my mind as if he were to do like Bill Clinton did and was making those poor choices while he was in office. If he did do something like that, it would affect my vote. But something, like I said, he did a dozen years ago, it's not going to affect my vote. I didn't vote for him to be president, or I did vote for him to be president. I did not vote for him to be my pastor, and it does make a difference.
Yeah, I've heard that that phrase used, and I'm kind of like you in the sense that I don't know what, I guess my question was, and you've answered it in that sense, that it wouldn't affect, doesn't bother you, doesn't affect you, I guess, in that sense. So you'd vote for him again if up for re-election?
Assuming he makes good choices that affect the nation in a positive way, and he does not make the choices that he made a dozen years ago while he's in office, I would probably vote for him again.
Well, and that was kind of my the reason I brought it up is because I'm sort of scratching my head going, what do I do with that information from those years ago? I mean, the fact that he was surrounded by, was around other women, and I'm not condoning what he did, but I'm just like,
nor am I.
I don't know what you do with that.
Right.
Going forward.
Just, I guess more fuel for those who weren't going to vote for him anyway, I'm assuming.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the people that didn't vote for him the first time aren't going to vote for him again, regardless, right?
I would think not.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Well, thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Rob.
Bye.
Thanks for the input. Let's go to Frank up next on A Penny for Your Thoughts. Hi, Frank.
Well, you kind of discussed it right there with what I was going to say was presidents have done things that are just as bad, and now they dig back 10 years in an attempt to discredit him. I think the left wants him out one way or another. If they can impeach him, they'll do it.
Yeah. Well, and they've, you know, if they win the House, they'll have the ability to do that. But it's a pretty high bar to set to impeach anybody for anything.
Yes.
You know?
I'm going to switch over now to sports, yeah. And I'm a baseball fan and probably one of the few White Sox fans in town, but I was wondering if there's any way that the News Gazette could put more info on the White Sox. I look at the columns, and I usually don't see the score or any summary of the game or who pitched or so on and so forth. I'd like to see that.
Okay.
You know, I realize that the Cardinals are the big thing and the Cubs, but I'm one of those old South Siders who still is loyal to the White Sox.
Yeah, so you'd like more Sox coverage. Well, they've got us on in the building, so I think they've heard you.
Okay.
So hopefully that helps. But, yeah, I know. And how do you think they'll do this year?
Well, they're in a rebuilding mode. They've got some good young ball players. They made that trade. I think the guy was Eaton that they traded to Washington, the center fielder. Is that his name?
I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
But, yeah.
Starts with an E. And they got a bunch of young talent. Moncada is one of them, second baseman. And Kopech, I think, also a pitcher. So they are going to be, from what I've read in the sports magazines, a contender in a couple of years.
Yeah. I think they're going the Cubs route. That's what everybody's trying to do now.
Yeah, I think they're patterning themselves after what the Cubs did, which was very successful.
Yep, and Houston. That's what they did.
You know what my dream is, and I don't know if it'll ever come true in my lifetime. I'm 85. Little Chicago boy, but I'd like to see, wouldn't that be something if we could get a World Series in Chicago with the Cubs and the Sox?
Do it once again. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yes.
Well, it's been over 100 years, right?
Yes.
Since that?
I think it was 1905. So,
yeah.
At any rate.
Hopefully they will someday. I'd like to, for your sake, too.
The other thing is, what's with the revolving door with these quarterbacks?
Oh, at Illinois?
Yes.
Well, they, a couple of them left. Obviously, they didn't feel like they, were going to fit in with the new system, or maybe they wanted to move on. I think in Chase Crouch's thing, he just wanted to move on to something else besides football. But, I mean, they're bringing in a bunch of quarterbacks, so, I mean.
Well, I guess they nowadays want a quarterback that's mobile and can run.
Right.
I don't know how many offenses still use the pocket pass quarterback, but that appears to be, to me, the evolution. And if that's the case, I'm an old-timer. It goes back to people who remember the single wing when the tailback was a triple threat. He ran and he threw the ball, but he did also one other thing. He punted. And they could punt anytime they wanted because he was deep in the backfield. And they also had another thing they called a quick kick on third down, which you don't see much anymore. But it's interesting.
Isn't that what Frank Gifford did? He was known for more his kicking than anything, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good ball player all around. And the other one that was in that mode was Paul Hornung from the Packers.
Yep. Yep. They have an award named after him for that.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye.
Great to hear from you. Next up is Carl on the phone lines. Hi, Carl.
Hi. This isn't what I called for, but it was 1906 that the Cubs and the White Sox were in the World Series.
1906.
That's Fingers averaged a chance. It was their first pennant. Anyway, the reason I called may seem a bit silly, but along with it was a coincidence for me that along with that, the big win against Arizona, I didn't know it at the time, but the 26th in 2005 also meant the bringing back of Doctor Who at the BBC.
Oh, is that right? March 26th. The same day?
2005. Yeah, for me it was.
Oh.
I mean, I was just thinking it was Doctor Who that started my writing career.
Oh, so. Really? Is that right?
Yeah. Started out in 19... Well, I did something for a News Gazette publication on Doctor Who, and then I did the fifth Doctor, Peter Davison, interviewed him the day after the 1982 election. And some of my articles were published internationally.
And I think I'm remembering the same thing, Carl, in relation to that. Was Doctor Who is the guy that jumped into the phone booth, right? And traveled different places?
Well, it's a police call box.
Yeah, police call box. Okay.
Bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Yeah, when that led to your international writing. Well, that's great.
And also led to my football writing, because mm-hmm. I would have never had the nerve if I hadn't had the nerve to do some of this other stuff. And if I hadn't done that, you and I might never have met.
Well, that's true.
So
that's a good thing, I guess, right?
Well, I don't know. From your perspective, maybe not.
Now, that's not true, Carl. You know that. It's been great to meet you. So, well, thank you.
Okay. Well, also want to remind you, you're basically an historian. I want to remind you of an old phrase during a presidential election: "Ma, ma, where's my pa? Going to the White House? Ha ha ha."
Yeah, was that Grover Cleveland?
Yeah.
I got it right. Well, good. Thank you, Carl.
And he, bye.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Bob and Jim, you're next. Quick break. Back with more after this. Any for your thoughts on this Tuesday? Thanks for being with us today. I just have an hour. Paul Rudy and his team will be in here at 10 o'clock after the news with On the Money. Hey, the Beef House is always available here in the month of March and April and springtime as all the trees start to blossom. It's a pretty drive over to Covington, Indiana. Of course, they have steaks, all kinds of cuts of beef there in the case window as you make your way into the Beef House. You can smell it on your way in. Not just steaks, chicken, great-tasting pork, seafood, and pasta, all of that. A great salad, great buffet there at lunchtime if you'd like to do that. Beef House is on Eastern Time, so remember that. They're an hour ahead. You get the hour when you come back if you're planning to head that direction from Illinois to Indiana. Whenever you see the Beef House owners, Bob and Bonnie Wright, thank them for all the great work they've done there since 1964 and tell them that I sent you their direction. The Beef House, just off I-74, exit 4, Covington, Indiana. Ed Bond and I have spent a lot of time at the Beef House, I can tell you that, going over for ball games and et cetera. Back to the phones here this morning. Bob is with us. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I came up with the idea that you have to bring it across to your boss.
Yes.
But many, many years I've been listening to Penny for Your Thoughts. And I came up with this idea. It would take some planning, but I think it'd be done. Since it's Penny for Your Thoughts, it'd be interesting that if the crew out there and your boss would come up with something that were a certain day or a certain week, that people would donate all their pennies to Channel 1400 and give it to some kind of charity.
Hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Never been done since I've been listening to you.
So you just have people bring their pennies by, or how would you do that?
Well, that's going to be up to your boss how arranges it, then and announce it on the radio, give it to your newspaper thing to have them put in the paper when this is going to be done.
Well, we could maybe put a big penny jar or something out in the lobby. How about that?
Yeah, something like that. Have everybody bring all their pennies out there and see how much you get within a week or a couple of days or however your boss would handle it. I thought, Penny for Your Thoughts, why not donate all the pennies that you could come up with within a week, maybe, and have 1,400 get to a couple of charities.
Well, that's not a bad idea. I like that.
Okay.
Well, very good. Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
Thank you. Got some emails and texts from Gordon. He says, when it comes to Stormy Daniels, I have one question. Why does anyone care? Tex says, pro-life march drives 650,000. Pro-life march draws 650,000. Not a word from the media. March against guns, wall-to-wall coverage. The media using concerned kids and a porn star to push their agenda because they have no credibility. Democratic politicians staying out of the porn star story because of skeletons in the closet. Remember, just a few years ago, Congress was not held to insider trading laws. That's from Bill. Text, it says, good morning. I did not vote for our president, and yes, those allegations happened years ago, but the problem I have, and most should have, is that he denied it when asked. And from Ted, have not heard from Thomas in a while. The only rational, open-minded liberal who calls in. So there's some of the texts that have wandered in this morning. Jim's on the phone. Good morning, Jim.
Thank you. I got three tax issues. Number one, I think Rauner is about ready to sign something that evidently our legislators have okayed to kick this pension problem with the universities on down to the schools. Well, guess what? Our real estate taxes are going to go up, because if they do that, they're going to take the high school pensions and the IMRF and all the rest of it and kick it onto the out of their deal. They spent 40 years mismanaging our money and robbing from those pension plans, and now they want to give that to somebody else to take care of.
So he's about
Secondly,
okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I think he's going to suggest that they signed it. But secondly, Unit 4 seems to be able to find a $3.5 million here and $1.5 million for a warehouse here, and they sure know how to spend the public's money. Third thing, the University of Illinois are going to do this diversity business. This looks like Nancy Cantor is still involved, but we do have our two very liberal president as well as Jones, and they're just overboard on. I mean, the expense on the new people they're wanting to hire is going to be $300,000-$400,000 a year, and maybe more, because you don't know what they're going to spend. They found a way to spend our money also. I just object, and we ought to be protesting all these extra people they're going to hire. We don't need more diversity stuff here. That's my opinion.
Okay. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call.
Uh-huh.
9:53 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Again, Woods Basement Systems, you're having leaks, foundation cracks, wall cracks. Give them a call. Again, those things do not heal themselves, and with all the weather we're having, the wet weather, maybe you're having some basement issues with the wall cracks and so forth. 888-935-4333. Their website is woodsbasementsystems.com. They've done a lot of things over the years. 55,000 homeowners they've helped, but they're most proud of their Better Business Bureau Torch Awards, which means they're doing a good job, and people are continuing to go back to them time and again. So make sure you contact Woods Basement Systems for any issues you're having. 888-935-4333. Let's see here. Let's see if we can get a phone call in quickly. Hi, Robert. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, someone may have spoken about this a little bit earlier regarding Unit 4 and the warehouse that they bought. I just wanted to point out that at 2,500 square feet and a $1.5 million that's about $600 per square foot, and that the building certainly appears to be in need of repair and maintenance. I'm quite surprised as you could build something for about 1/8 of that cost. And it just seems like a tremendous waste of taxpayer dollars.
Hmm. Now, is this? I'm assuming this purchase is all part of the bond issue, the issue that passed. This is all built into the money that they asked for?
I mean, I'm not sure of that.
Okay.
It said that they needed the space for related to students moving from one building to another, the space that these things are being stored in.
Yeah, Dr. Howard in Columbia and all of that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I knew they had the certain amount they asked for, and then there was all kinds of things, I would assume, within that boundary is what's going on with the different purchases as opposed to new money. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. I suppose that that's how you get up to $186 million or whatever the total cost was.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but that's what they've done, I guess. 800 block of Pioneer Street is where it is.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate that. Back with more after this. Penny for your thoughts. Back on Penny for your thoughts here, the final couple of minutes here. 2,500-square-foot warehouse referred to by our previous caller will also be used, they say, for other Unit 4 needs, such as food services. Tom is up next here. We got about a minute. Tom, go ahead.
I'll make it quick, Brian. I was at a secondhand store last night and bought that movie, 61. That is an incredible movie about two of my boyhood heroes, Roger Maris and, of course, Mickey Mantle. And I really congratulate Billy Crystal for, you know, making that movie. And what I couldn't believe is that Roger Maris, he was MVP 2 years in a row, broke Babe Ruth's record, was a great ball player, right fielder, and he's not in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and that's kind of disturbing. But what a fantastic movie, especially with all the crap that's on TV.
Well, yeah, it was a really good movie, and his hair was falling out, right, because of all the pressure?
He made a statement, I'm not a New York Times guy. He was one of us. He's from North Dakota, and he started getting all kinds of awful letters and calls, and people started booing him, and, you know, it was terrible the way that he was treated. But, yeah, they were incredible ball players. I'll never be another Marison Mantle.
No, yeah. That's true. The M&M boys. Hey,
yes,
sir. Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
And, John, I'm out of time. I'm sorry. I got to get to On the Money next here at 10 o'clock on WDWS Champaign-Urbana. Peter Fox tomorrow. Darren Fletcher on Thursday.